That was a great, great idea. What a wonderful way to honor our moms. Today's the fourth and final week of our sermon series on the blind side. As many of you know, we've spent the last 4 weeks finding messages, finding scriptural foundations in the movie, The Blind Side. Today, I thought we'd just take a look at the title of the movie and the book, The Blind Side, and just figure out what the author meant when he chose that title, The Blind Side, and what, more importantly, implications that title has for us as followers of Jesus Christ. In the context of the book and the movie, the blind side is a football term. Now, many of you probably saw the news this week. Lawrence Taylor's been back in the news, LT, and it's not looking good for him. Lawrence Taylor is a famous linebacker, was a famous linebacker with the New York Giants. And unfortunately, he's in trouble with the law again. But that's not why I mention him here this morning. LT, as he was called in his playing days, was one of the fiercest, fastest, meanest, and hardest-hitting linebackers the NFL's ever known. In football, most quarterbacks are right-handed. And so when Taylor played linebacker, quarterbacks, when they would go back for a pass, there was a blind side created on his left side. And, of course, LT many, many times wiped out many, many quarterbacks from their blind side. I remember distinctly one particular quarterback on a Monday night football game back in the 80s by the name of Joe Theismann, who experienced Lawrence Taylor in an up-close and personal way. For you see, that hit on Joe Theismann ended his career when he broke his leg in two places. And I grabbed a picture of him carrying Joe off on the... Some of you probably remember that Monday night football game where he was... his career ended. It was because of Lawrence Taylor that many football teams changed their whole strategy in protecting the quarterback. And that position of left offensive tackle became critically important. And there had to be special people, special men that could play that position that had exceptional speed, exceptional agility, and of course size. And that, of course, is the position that Michael Oher played at Ole Miss, at the high school that he attended, of course, Ole Miss later on, and then eventually today he plays for the Baltimore Ravens. But that's football. What does that have to do with us? Well, this week I sent out a question, an e-question, sermon question of the week, and thank you for your many, many responses. I've got over a dozen responses to it, all of the questions this past month, but this one was particularly meaningful. And the question was, have you ever been blindsided by something? Blindsided by a death in the family. And of course, we've all probably experienced that many times. Maybe blindsided by an unexpected illness. Or, yes, even literally blindsided by another vehicle on the road. Or maybe you got blindsided by being laid off from your job or dismissed from your employer. I used the term pink slip. I hoped everybody knew what that meant because I realize I'm getting old and they don't use pink slips anymore. But the meaning is the same. People get termination notices and certainly get blindsided by those sorts of things. In football, the offensive line is supposed to protect the quarterback's blind side. But in life, who's protecting our blind side? Who's got our back? Who's watching over us? And that's what I want to talk about today, is protecting our blind side. And that's the title of my message. In the movie, which we'll see a clip of in just a moment, we've seen how Michael has gotten his basic needs met. You'll recall that Michael was taken in by the Toohey family, a very well-to-do family in Memphis, Tennessee. They took him in. They bought him clothes. They've provided a room for him and have basically unofficially adopted Michael into their family. Now, as you know, Michael is 6'5" and about 350 pounds, and of course, he's African-American. And so they take him in. They get him set up in the private Christian school that the Toohey kids go to. And Michael now has everything that he needs so that he can truly concentrate on other things. You know, we can't concentrate on much else until we've got a safe place to live, until we've got food to eat, until we've got clothes to wear, and that we have a home, a house, or whatnot to live in. And so Michael's got all that taken care of now so he can focus on other things like his education and, of course, football. Got a clip here I want you to watch that even though Michael's never played organized football before, he's been blessed with speed and agility and size and another special gift that they find out later on, a protective instinct. Protective instinct. I'd like to roll the video now, Todd, if we could.
Give me a minute, Bert.
We're in the middle of practice, Leanne.
You can thank me later. Come. Michael, do you remember when we first met and we went to that horrible part of town to buy you those dreadful clothes? And I was a little bit scared and you told me not to worry about it because you had my back. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
And if anyone tried to get to me, you would have stopped them, right? And when you and SJ were in that car wreck, what did you do to the airbag?
Stopped it.
You stopped it. You stopped it. This team is your family, Michael. You have to protect them from those guys, okay? Listen. Okay. Tony here's your quarterback, all right? You protect his blind side. When you look at him, you think of me, how you have my back, how you have his, okay? All right, Tony, go back. All right. Oompa Loompa here is your tailback. When you look at him, you think of SJ and how you'd never let anyone or anything hurt him. You understand me? All right. Go back. Got it?
What about Collins and Mr. Tui?
Fine. They can be on the team, too. Are you going to protect the family, Michael?
Yes, ma'am.
Good boy. Then go have some fun.
Michael gets recruited by his high school football team, and just before this takes place, Michael's having a real problem defending the quarterback. Quarterback's getting wiped out. So Leanne notices all this from the stands, and that's when she comes down and she gives him a little lesson on how to protect the quarterback. But the point she was trying to make is imagine that those players are family members and use the same protective instincts to protect these football players as he would do for them. And, of course, it works like a charm. Michael understands now how to protect someone's blind side. And, of course, the rest is history. He goes on to be a famous football star at Ole Miss and the NFL. So what is the message for us here today? What is God trying to show us, teach us, reveal to us in this movie? Well, there are several scriptures that come to mind when it talks about God's faithfulness and God's promises and God's protection and so forth. But the one that has been chosen for today, Psalm 91, really, really brings this home. I want you to listen to these words of the psalmist. It's on the back of your bulletin, too, by the way, if you'd like to. In fact, why don't we read it together? Let's read these words together. On the back of the bulletin, they'll be up on the screen as well. Let's read Psalm 91 together, shall we? I know we don't do this very often at 9 o'clock, but I think it's important that we read the scriptures from time to time. Read with me. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. They say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Because they love me, says the Lord, I will rescue them. I will protect them, for they acknowledge my name. They will call on me, and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will deliver them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The first thing we see in this psalmist's words are security. The security of God. He uses words like shelter and refuge and shadow and fortress. And these all conjure up images of protection and strength. Don't we feel safest in our homes? Don't we have a sense of security in our homes? And we even put in security systems in case somebody tries to break in or steal our things from our home. Even our church represents strength and power. One of the kids said at preschool outside this past week, you know what? Our church looks like a castle.